Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations, Day 6. The whole idea of these inspirations is to help us go to Vrindavan. If we cannot go physically to Vrindavan, we can go there in our mind. To go there, you still need permission. Only with the permission of the 5 gatekeepers of Vrindavan can you enter what is really Vrindavan, a state of consciousness where Krishna is in the center. The first of these 5 gatekeepers or threshold guardians is the dust of Vrindavan. I think we all know to approach Krishna, we have to take a humble position and be willing to come down from our position of prestige and beg for mercy. Mercy always flows from a higher level to a lower level. So we have to take on the humble position to obtain mercy. And that means get down, bow down. The ideal example of someone who went to Vrindavan is Akrura, who even went there when he saw the lotus footprints of Krishna, he jumped from his chariot and rode on the ground. Srila Prabhupada discusses this. He writes in Krishna book, "One who intends to visit Vrindavan should follow the ideal footsteps of Akrura and always think of the pastimes and activities of the Lord. As soon as one reaches the boundary of Vrindavan, he should immediately smear the dust of Vrindavan over his body without thinking of his material position and prestige. Actually, one cannot go to Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. The process of going to Vrindavan is shown by Akrura." Why is the dust of Vrindavan so special? Prabhupada said, it's not different from Krishna. When you take a little dust from Vrindavan Dham, it means you're taking the dust from Krishna's lotus feet. And at another time he said, you can't get your desires fulfilled by material dust, like the dust from Hyderabad. But in Vrindavan, even from the dust, if you want anything, it will be delivered immediately. Yes, Krishna gives his love through various ways, playing on his flute and calling his devotees. He gives his love to all of us in this world by manifesting the Vedic scriptures, which are reliable guides to again go back to him. But one special way in which he gives his love is through his lotus feet, which are worshipable and which have touched the dust of Vrindavan when he was there. The dust of Vrindavan is full also with the impressions of the great devotees who walked there. As a practical exercise, I would like to suggest to all of you, if you have, take every day a little dust from Vrindavan and sprinkle it over your head. You might obtain it from friends who know and have Vrindavan dust. Really, that contact with the dust, where you are really also bowing down, forgetting your prestige, who you are in this world, but remembering, I'm actually in my truest essence the servant of Krishna. This coming down to the humble position is the way of entering Vrindavan Dham, and the dust helps you there. That was the first Vrindavan gatekeeper. Tomorrow there will be the second. See you all tomorrow.